The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. You may have heard this story before about this fellow who was out hiking on a Sunday morning. It was a beautiful day, bright sun, blue sky. He was hiking right along the edge of a very deep cliff. And as he was looking abroad, he couldn't take his eyes off those canyon walls out in the distance, how beautiful and colorful it was. So he didn't notice that there was a root sticking up in his way. He tripped on it, fell down, rolled over the side of the cliff, and then began grabbing for anything he could hold on to stop his fall. He finally grabbed a small tree root that was there, and he dangled from that for a while. So after a while, he looked up and he said, "Is anybody up there?" No sound. "Is anybody up there?" And then a voice came, "Yes, I am here." "Oh, thank God. I mean, thank you. Will you help me?" "Yes, I will help you." "Okay, I'm ready." "Let go of the branch."
"What?"
"I said, let go of the branch." The fellow looked down at the canyon floor about 1,000 feet below. Then he looked up again and said, "Is there anybody else up there?" Sometimes we may feel like that. We may feel like we're dangling at the end of our rope, or are overwhelmed with problems and troubles, or life just keeps getting tedious and draining or even hopeless. And we may ask, "Is there anybody up there?" Or worse, sometimes when our faith seems weak or drained and doubts darken every day, we may even ask, "Is there anybody else up there?" But no, there isn't anybody else up there. That's why our gospel today should be of help. Jesus goes back to his hometown, Nazareth, but the news got out there before him, and everyone is expecting something special. They heard about all these wonderful works he had been doing, the healings, etc., and were surprised by all these accounts because they had known him since he played stickball in their streets. He had grown up with them. They knew his family, and they thought they knew everything about him. So what's the big deal now? What made him so special all of a sudden? Is he for real? They were a tough crowd to impress. So the gospel says, Jesus was not able to perform any mighty deed there. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Do you think that we here in South Pasadena are very different from the people there in Nazareth? Today's gospel makes that a good question to ask and to try and answer. The reason Jesus could not work any miracles there in Nazareth was not because his hometown people did not have faith in him. It was because they did not have faith in themselves. That may be also true of us. We look for healings or for favors. We ask for God's help. But if we don't get it, is it because we do not have enough faith in God? Or is it because we do not have enough faith in ourselves? I mean, maybe we don't have enough faith in our faith. That's important to understand, because in a way, that's at the heart of our whole religion. That is, to know what it means to have faith and not be like the people of Nazareth. It's important to remember that Jesus never took credit for the remarkable healings and other miraculous things that had so impressed the people. Instead, he always told people, "Your faith has saved you." Jesus didn't tell people to have faith in him. He told them to have faith in God. Do you remember last Sunday's readings when the woman with hemorrhages for all those years touched Jesus' cloak and was immediately healed? He called her to him and he said, "Your faith has saved you. Your faith has restored you to health." He didn't take credit. And when he heard that that little girl whom he had been asked to heal was dead, he told the father, "Fear is useless. Just have faith." And the father did, and the little girl was raised back to life. Or when the blind man Bartimaeus asked Jesus, "Please let me see again," Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And Bartimaeus could see. Jesus said the same thing to that Samaritan leper, the only one of the 10 that came back to thank him for healing him of his leprosy. Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." What kind of faith was Jesus talking about? It was the kind of faith, I think, that he himself had. It couldn't be taught. It had to be caught. It was a conviction, an attitude, a firm belief that God is in charge of everything, and that God is a loving God, and that God can heal us if God wills, and a firm conviction that God does want to heal of us if that's the best for us. It's the kind of conviction and attitude that Jesus put into one word when he called God Abba. It's the kind, a loving, caring, gracious, compassionate, and merciful God. And he put his complete trust in that God, that Father, that Abba. If the God that we believe in, the God that we pray to, the God that we love and worship and invite into our lives and into our hearts, is that kind of a God, then we have faith. And wonderful things can happen in our lives. That's the kind of faith Jesus had, the kind of faith others saw in him and caught from him. No, there's nobody else up there, but there's somebody else down here, right here in this Eucharist. Jesus is the food of faith. We just have to be hungry enough to want it. Amen.